This is the tax update for the week beginning 6th August, and Deloitte's working with the BVRLA and Peugeot Cars has produced a guide on how to fund accounting and the use of cars. At 52 pages, it's easy to read and clear, and I've provided a link to the brochure, which can be downloaded as a PDF file. There's an interesting decision, Cooper and others, Leaside Timber and Builder Merchants, about cars provided to the partners in a partnership, but where the partnership derived most of its income from a limited company, of which two of the partners were directors. And I think this is a stinker of a decision, and it shows that HMRC apply the rules very strictly, even where the result is quite unacceptable, as in this case. In essence, if you want to describe it a different way, the individuals paid for these cars out of their after-tax income, but because that income was derived from the company, they were deemed to be getting a benefit in kind in connection with their employment with the company, and accordingly the cars which were made available to partners, and in the partnership they suffered a disallowance for private use, and of course was paid out of the partner's own money, were deemed to be company cars, and the scale benefit charge applied. Now, this was not an academic topic, because the company faces an NIC bill for the Class 1A of over 70,000, and the individuals face a tax bill of about £145,000. It's an unacceptable decision, because in principle it now means that every employee in the land who saved up their money and bought a car could face a challenge. Of course, that's never going to happen, but we're now being untaxed by the revenue's discretion, and that's a seriously bad place to be. The law needs review and change as a matter of urgency, especially if this decision continues to apply. Fortunately, it's not legal precedent, it's only persuasive, and frankly, it's a very bad decision. HMRC have also announced consultation on the treatment of foreign currency assets and chargeable gains, because in the past, when it was in capital account, it had to be viewed in sterling, and of course exchange movements could create tax problems. So the consultation is proposing to change the rules and bring them more into line with the recognition of income. At 25 pages, it's worth a read, particularly if you've got substantial overseas assets. Finally, there's an opportunity for clients who are in the business of providing stands at exhibitions, the storage of goods or services at airport lounges, to make reclaims of VAT for the end-date years, which in this case is 4. You need to read Business Brief 22/12, which details the changes made to HMRC's policy in respect of the place of supply rules for services linked to land. As usual, there's a link in the notes. Thanks very much for listening.